We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, benevolent viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongolj. In Darhan Olsh Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hultuls on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Hanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Uttar Pradesh, India provides health insurance for its underprivileged residents. In Veg News, the Master Vegetarian program is offered in the Western USA. In Animal News, our dog friends can understand human visual communications. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 18th, is the birthday of the President of Mexico, Mr. Felipe Calderón Hinojosa, born in 1962 in Morelia, Michoacán, Mexico. In office since 2006, Mr. President Calderón is strongly committed to safeguarding the environment. The president has pledged to reduce the effects of climate change by lowering Mexico's greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2050. In 2007, he signed a law protecting Mexico's coastal mangroves. Mr. President Calderón has also supported wind and solar power. Our respectful gratitude, Mr. President Felipe Calderón Hinojosa, for your dedicated leadership to conserve our precious Earth. We sincerely wish you a blessed birthday with loved ones.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Myanmar, also known as Burma. The northern Burmese state of Kek Khin was swept by flash floods triggered by days of torrential rains at the start of July. Some 800 residents of two jade mining towns were affected, and at least 24 mine workers succumbed to a landslide. With her sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $5,000 in urgent aid on July 10th, asking our local association members to please go and see if anyone in remote areas had been neglected or was in great need, and to help and comfort them. The donation could purchase $200,000 in relief items if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Myanmar. A relief team from Myanmar quickly assembled and traveled to some of the most affected areas. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on such disasters. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
August 15, 2009, Most Merciful Master. Regarding landslide relief work in Myanmar. We went to Far Kant, where 1,000 people were evacuated to three shelters due to the landslide. We gave $1,100 and SOS Veg slogan t-shirts to a monk who was housing 131 people in an empty building. With the help of two local residents, we distributed cash assistance and t-shirts. We have $2,000 of Master's donation and will continue trying to reach more homeless victims. Thank you so much, Master, for your abundant love and deep concern to the people of Myanmar. We love you, Master. Love from Myanmar.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share these updates with our concerned viewers and also our association's forum group for providing the report. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's care and support to those most in need. We also thank our association's relief team for their earnest endeavors. May the Burmese people be quickly restored to their fruitful day-to-day lives, and extreme conditions as these subside through humanity's increased consideration of the ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt Indonesia. On Sunday, a tremor registering 6.7 on the Richter scale struck off the coast of West Sumatra province. A building collapsed and at least seven people from Padang City were hospitalized with minor injuries.
Sibarut Island residents fled their homes to higher grounds, though no tsunami warning was issued. The quake was followed by a series of aftershocks measuring at least 4.7 in magnitude. There have been no reports of casualties thus far. We thank heaven for the protection of the Indonesian people, wishing the injured persons a quick and complete recovery, and that all affected soon return to the completeness of their daily lives as we strive to adopt gentler lifestyles for the lessening of disturbances as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu vaccine may have harmful side effects. Professor Elizabeth Miller of the UK's Health Protection Agency recently sent a letter to 600 neurologists stating a concern that administering the vaccine could trigger the nerve disorder Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS. This disease, which causes paralysis and can be fatal, was seen after the launch of the 1976 swine flu vaccination program. Careful advancements with testing and use of the vaccine is thus deemed necessary.
The swine flu pandemic is far from waning, as the official count alone mounts daily, though representing only a small portion of the true afflicted population. In at least 169 countries and territories globally, there have been 231,353 people affected, with 2,107 who have perished.
A first case of swine flu has been diagnosed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and those in India swelled from 165 to 1,708. Indonesia's afflicted now exceed 850. China is requiring that all children who have had contact with swine flu stay home from school for 7 days. Two patients in Seattle, Washington, USA, with the country's first antibiotic-resistant swine flu, add to the rising number of nations with this antiviral-resistant strain. Meanwhile, South African swine flu deaths have doubled in 2 weeks, as India has reported her 25th loss of life, and South Korea her second.
Our thanks, Professor Miller, British Health Protection Agency, and World Health officials for warning of the disturbing risk from swine flu vaccines. Our prayers go to the families of those who have lost loved ones, as we express our best wishes for a full and rapid recovery for all those currently afflicted. May we prevent the spread of such devastating illnesses by choosing the safest, most humane, and protective organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Less meat and more veggies diet linked with fewer kidney stones. A recent study found that eating less meat, salt, and sugary drinks, along with consuming more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, can reduce the risk of kidney stones. A combined team of U.S. researchers analyzed data from over 250,000 people and found that this combination could lower their risk of kidney stones by 45%. Thank you, scientists, for this study reaffirming the health benefits of plant-based fare. May such findings as yours encourage people to live to the fullest by choosing the veg diet.
Surge in oral cancer blamed on alcohol consumption. Increasing numbers of individuals in their 40s are developing mouth, lip and tongue cancer, and according to a British cancer prevention group, Cancer Research UK, alcohol consumption is a reason for the increase. Since the mid-1990s, oral cancer has increased by 28% among men in their 40s and 24% among women in the same age group. Cancer Research UK's health information manager, Ms. Hazel Nunn, said that rising alcohol consumption since the 1950s was the reason for the increase in oral cancer, while eating too few fruits and vegetables was also a factor. The latest research connecting alcohol with oral cancers has elicited calls for cans and bottles to carry health warnings similar to packages of cigarettes. Manager Nunn and colleagues at Cancer Research UK, many thanks for your concerned warnings to protect public health. May everyone soon enjoy radiant well-being in an alcohol-free world.
Alcohol cause of public health crisis in Russia. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has shown concern for the vast toll of alcohol on public health, calling it a threat to the nation's future. Doctors say that about half of all Russians between the ages of 15 and 54 perish from alcohol-related diseases. Russia's health minister Tatiana Golikova spoke of the 1985 to 1990 anti-alcohol campaign, saying the campaign did lead to a serious drop in death rates, especially among men, and it saved the lives of 1 million people over 5 years. We join your call for a healthful, sober living, Your Excellencies, wishing for the soon day that such harmful substances vanish from our lives for the wholesome goodness of all.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion U.S. dollars every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the U.K.'s Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. Senator travels to Myanmar, also known as Burma. During his visit, Senator Jim Webb met with the country's chief commander, Senior General Thun Shwe, where he requested the unconditional release of democracy leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. The senator then visited the Nobel laureate, conveying his respect for the depth of her commitment to democracy. Meanwhile, he also gained the freedom of Mr. John Yetor, an American who was given a pardon, to return to the U.S. We appreciate your efforts, Senator Webb, and the homecoming of Mr. Yetor. Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, we wish you health and safety always.
Save our planet. Just be veg to save lives and the planet. The Climate Change Conference held in Bangkok, Thailand on Saturday, August 15th was a unique gathering of respected Thai and international scientists and physicians. Its theme, Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, was reflected in a response of honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai as she revealed via video conference the current global percentage of people whose compassionate animal-free diet choices are helping to save the planet.
Till now, we have altogether 40% of the population on the planet that have become veg, including vegetarian and vegan, including waterian, solarian, breatharian, panarian. This is surely encouraging. We need only another 60%. However, we are still working hard to spread the veg message. So it helps if we all continue informing as many people as we can. Not just sit and wait for the critical mass to take effect. It's very simple for everyone. Just be veg, and we still can save the planet.
This empowering trend of sustaining all life was further highlighted in the book premiere celebration that followed, featuring the All Like Seas or Vietnamese versions of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life and The Noble Wilds.
Both video conferences with Supreme Master Ching Hai made it clear that to protect all our co-inhabitants not only is essential for the planet's balance, it is also integral to restoring humans' inherently loving nature.
Our green salute to all participants of both insightful events. We are ever grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who so freely shares her guidance in encouraging the preservation of precious life on our planet. Let us all choose the considerate and elevating way of an organic vegan diet, so we may soon greet an Eden on Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. China to monitor butterfly population. Experts from China, Germany, Australia and Israel met in Leipzig, Germany to share their experiences and strengthen research cooperation in butterfly conservation. The Chinese ecologists agreed to adopt European methods for future monitoring of butterflies, which involves requesting volunteers to help provide data by counting butterflies using a standardized method.
Researchers will then use this valuable data to analyse population trends, land use and impact from climate change. Many thanks, international ecologists, researchers and volunteers, for your collaborative efforts to globally preserve our butterfly co-inhabitants. May these delicate beings be graced to continue colouring our world with their joy and beauty.
Save our planet. Shrinking glaciers in Pacific Northwest. A study of the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, of the Wolverine and Golconda glaciers in Alaska, as well as the South Cascade Glacier in Washington, found that they are all losing mass at an ever faster pace.
Based on 50 years of data, the study is thought to be one of the longest running of its kind. USGS Water Science Survey Center expert Dr. Edward Josberger stated that the impact of these changes could be far-reaching for aquatic life such as fish, as well as downstream rivers and hydroelectric energy production.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Josberger and fellow scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey, for alerting us to this reflection of our planet's dire state. Let us all act in better stewardship to protect the Earth and her natural cycles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai often offers encouraging insights on what we can do to reverse the tolls of global warming, as she did during an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted, but as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian, and we still can manage to save the world.
Save our planet. Greenpeace speaks out about the link between climate change and forest fires, which have already ravaged 500,000 acres in Europe this year, which is three times more land than all of 2008.
Save our planet. The International Astronomical Union recommends that governments implement more unobtrusive lighting in cities and towns to restore natural settings for activities such as stargazing, as well as generate financial and energy savings.
Save our planet. As part of its marine animal conservation program, Thailand's Navy has released hundreds of baby sea turtles back into the sea.
Save our planet. The Chinese Ministry of Agriculture states that a severe drought in the north and northeast parts of the country is now jeopardizing the successful harvest of 8.3 million hectares of crops.
Hello, it's me, Daisy the Alpaca, and I am following a totally vegetarian diet, free of animal products. I'd like to share a tip on frugal living. If your shampoo and conditioner have only a little left, store the bottles upside down. Gravity will do the work, making it easier to use every last drop and saving you money in the long run. This idea also works for other items like bottles of ketchup, chili sauce, mustard, and so on. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather around our globe.
In good governance news, an Indian state establishes health insurance for its underserved citizens. The Uttar Pradesh state government is to launch a program in which local committees will offer suggestions concerning new medical centres. In addition, government hospitals and community health centres will be given generators to ensure a constant power supply. Our appreciation, Uttar Pradesh state government, for taking care of your precious citizens. May each of God's special children have a happy, fulfilling life.
In veg news, a course on veganism is being offered in Oregon, USA. The Master Vegetarian Program in Portland demonstrates the effect our food choices have on our health and the environment. It is being co-sponsored by Northwest Veg, People's Food Co-op, and the National College of Natural Medicine. Guest speakers, discussions, field trips, cooking demonstrations, and volunteer work are all included in the multifaceted exploration of the plant-based diet. At the completion of the course, a Master Vegetarian Certificate will be presented to participants. Kudos, Northwest Veg, People's Food Co-op, and the National College of Natural Medicine for showing the many benefits of the compassionate diet. May all individuals soon realize the urgency of following the planet-affirming vegan way of life. Up next on Noteworthy News, research shows that dogs have a good understanding of visual cues. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Please stay tuned for more happy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In animal news, a Hungarian study shows that dogs have a good understanding of human gestures. Ms. Gabriela Lakatos and colleagues from the Department of Ethology at Eötvös Loránd University, Budapest, use a number of physical movements to assist canines in locating concealed food. Their research suggests that dogs commonly decode visual communications, such as showing directions with hands, head turning, and gazing. Dr. Adam McLusey, the senior author of the study, concluded that canine companions are considered part of the family. This in turn has contributed to the development of their special perceptions. Our many thanks, Dr. Adam McLusey, Ms. Gabriela Lakatos, and research team for highlighting the sensitivity and intelligence of our dog friends. May all our canine co-inhabitants have fantastic lives with lots of love and veggie bones.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled The Bear, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Bé Đèo chạy vô nói với mẹ rằng: mẹ ơi ra đây mà xem, có một con gấu trong sân nhà mình. Bà mẹ sợ tái mét, lập cập chạy tới cửa sổ trông ra. Ha, bé Tèo, đó là con chó của ông hàng xóm. Con vào phòng và cầu Chúa tha lỗi cho con về tội nói dối và gọi cho mẹ sợ. Một lát sau bé Tèo đi ra, bà mẹ hỏi: Chúa tha lỗi cho con chưa? Bé Tèo nói: Dạ rồi mẹ, chính Chúa lần đầu tiên trông thấy con chó của ông hàng xóm cũng tưởng là con gấu đó.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Supreme Master Television's public service announcement concerning global warming, including an interview excerpt with Dr. Gerald Dickens, Associate Professor of Earth Sciences at Rice University, Texas, USA.
Thank you for the channel. You draw me to your conclusions with your wisdom. Indeed, we have not treated Gaia well. May she show you blessings of the highest order. Mikhail from Canada.
Concerned, Mikhail. Knowledgeable scientists like Professor Gerald Dickens have presented evidence which is very powerful and irrefutable. It is now the time for us to treat Mother Earth especially well, and the plant-based diet is the best and fastest way. Please encourage all your Canadian co-citizens to adopt the delicious vegan lifestyle, and together we will make it, with heavenly benediction to you and your loved ones.
Supreme Master Ching Hai said hi, and she thank you for your bless-filled wish. Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with inner peace and happiness. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Mexico City, Mexico, the government announces support of the region's indigenous culture, language and medicine, saying that it also is reviewing cases of imprisoned indigenous people to make sure all have been treated fairly.
President of Nigeria Umaru Musa Yar Adua visits Saudi Arabia to perform Umrah, a pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca.
Omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, or EFA, from vegetable sources are more popular with customers due to their lower price, cruelty-free source, and reduced environmental cost.
Sri Lankan officials, who previously reported that 40,000 people lose their lives to alcohol and tobacco annually, announced a decline in the mortality rate following a six-month government awareness program.
The 15th annual Sarajevo Film Festival is held in Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina, showcasing 232 movies from over 50 countries, including a number of world premieres.
Motoloa, a 48-year-old female elephant, undergoes an operation at the Elephant Hospital in Thailand to receive a permanent prosthetic limb, providing her with a fourth leg for the first time in 10 years.
Pakistan's government affirms its support to start new talks toward eliminating the world's nuclear weapons under United Nations guidelines.
To protect public health, India orders the closure of slaughterhouses and furnaces in Uttar Pradesh state after finding the waste materials from their illegal animal bone fat extraction was polluting drinking water.
The United Arab Emirates Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Charity Foundation and Red Crescent Authority distribute 26 tons of food items in Mauritania to help people affected by recent floods.
Using his keen nose, German Shepherd Santo and his human partner Sergeant Mike Seymour of Florida, USA, rescued three hearing-impaired hikers who had become lost in the thick woods of a nature preserve.
New Zealand's Mental Health Foundation warns of the potentially severe side effects of treating very young children with antidepressants and instead advises research therapies along with supportive parenting.
Japan announces plans to provide $16 million to finance 19 water projects in several rural governorates of Yemen.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.